This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hardline Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi took the presidential oath of office on Thursday at a time when the Islamic Republic's clerical rulers face growing crises at home and abroad. The Shiite cleric formally started his four-year term on Tuesday when Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei endorsed his victory in the June election when most prominent rivals were barred from running. With Raisi's presidency, all branches of power in Iran will be controlled by anti-Western hardliners loyal to Khamenei. Raisi is under U.S. sanctions over allegations of human rights abuses when he was a judge, but he has pledged to take steps to lift broader sanctions that have cut Iran's oil exports and shut it out of the international banking system. Iran has been negotiating with six major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal abandoned 3 years ago by then U.S. President Donald Trump, who said it was too soft on Tehran. Like Khamenei, Raisi has endorsed the nuclear talks, but he is widely expected to adopt a tougher line in talks that have stalled. Japan's government announced Thursday it will expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as the surge in cases strains hospitals in the Olympics host city Tokyo and other parts of the country. Japan has avoided explosive outbreaks seen elsewhere, but infections are rising fast as new cases hit record highs in Tokyo just days before the end of the Summer Games. Public broadcaster NHK reported on Thursday newly reported daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo Metropolitan Government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infection cases in the capital. Medical advisors warn that figure could double in 2 weeks, according to NHK. This is VOA News. There was chaos and confusion at several COVID-19 vaccination sites in Manila on Thursday as thousands showed up hoping to receive a shot before the Philippines capital heads back into lockdown for 2 weeks. In the urban sprawl of 16 cities that is home to 13 million people, movement restrictions will be reimposed across Greater Manila from midnight on Thursday to try to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. Photos on social media showed people fighting with each other to be the first in line at vaccination centers, causing police intervention to enforce social distancing rules. With around 1.6 million COVID-19 cases and more than 28,000 deaths, the Philippines has the second worst coronavirus outbreak in Southeast Asia after Indonesia. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday France will offer COVID booster shots to the elderly and vulnerable from September, joining a growing list of countries offering third vaccine shots to fight new virus variants. Last month, he had already revealed plans for a booster campaign, saying it would target those who had been the first to get a jab earlier this year, mostly people over 80 or with serious health conditions. Third vaccine shots are already available to people with weakened immune systems. Macron's statement comes a day after the World Health Organization called on all nations to halt booster shots until at least the end of September, to help ease the inequity in vaccine distribution between rich and poor nations. Israel has already begun administering booster shots to over 60s, and Germany last week said it too would start offering them in September. Israeli jets struck what its military said were rocket launch sites in Lebanon early on Thursday in response to two rockets fired towards Israel from Lebanese territory a day earlier, an escalation of cross-border hostilities amid heightened tensions with Iran. The rockets launched from Lebanon on Wednesday struck open areas in northern Israel, causing brush fires along the hilly frontier. There were no claim of responsibility for the attack, which came from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. The Israeli military says it responded with several rounds of artillery fire on Wednesday before launching airstrikes early Thursday. Lebanon's president says Israel's overnight airstrikes were the first since 2006, and showed an escalation in its, quote, aggressive intent towards his country. And a record number of migrants crossed the channel from France on a single day this week, the British government said on Thursday, pushing annual figures well beyond last year's number. The Home Office confirmed that at least 482 people made the trip across one of the world's busiest shipping lanes on Wednesday, many on dangerously overcrowded inflatable boats. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.